You know, the late Jack Webb brought this to everyone's attention many years ago in an episode of Dragnet. It was actually read into the congressional record, and William Conrad read it at Jack Webb's funeral. And I like to share it with you every so often, every year or so, because, of course, you know what I do in my life not on the radio. And when I see a bunch of negative stories on cops, it kind of makes me want to share this. It's awkward having a policeman around the house. Friends drop in. A man with a badge answers the door. The temperature drops 20 degrees. You throw a party and that badge gets in the way. All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everyone's a comedian. Don't drink too much, someone says, or the man with the badge will run you in. Or how's it going, Dick Tracy? How many jaywalkers did you pick up today? And then there's the one who always asks how many apples you stole. All at once, you've lost your first name. You're a cop. You're a pig, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick. You're John Law. You're the fuzz. You're the heat. You're poison. You're trouble. You're bad news. They call you everything, but never a policeman. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a baseball game because of the phone rings, unless you like working Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, at a job that doesn't pay much overtime. Oh, the pay's okay. If you count your pennies, you can put your kids through college, but you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. And then there's your first night on the beat when you try to arrest a drunken prostitute at a bar and she rips your new uniform to shreds. You have to get another one, but sometimes it's out of your own pocket. And you're going to rub elbows with the elite. You know, the pimps, the addicts, the thieves, the bums, the winos, and the girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care. The liars, the cheats, the con men, and of course the class of Skid Row. And don't forget the heartbreak. The underfed kids, the beaten kids, the molested kids, the lost kids, crying kids, homeless kids, hit-and-run kids, broken-arm kids, broken-leg kids, broken-head kids, sick kids, dying kids, and dead kids. How about the old people that nobody wants? The reliefers, the pensioners, the ones who walk the street cold, and those who try to keep warm and die in a room with an unventilated gas heater. You walk your beat and try to pick up those pieces. Do you have real adventure in your soul? Well, you better have, because you're going to do time in a patrol car. Oh, it's going to be a thrill a minute when you get an unknown trouble call and hit a backyard at 2 o'clock in the morning, never knowing who you'll meet. Is it a kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose? And you're going to have plenty of time to think. You'll draw duty in a lonely car with no one to talk to but your radio. 4 years in uniform, you'll have the ability and the experience and maybe the desire to be a detective. If you like to fly by the seat of your pants, this is where you belong. For every crime that's committed, you'll get 3 million suspects to choose from. And most of the time, you'll have few facts and a lot of hunches. You'll run down leads that dead end on you. You'll work all night at stakeouts that could last a week. You'll do legwork until you're sure you've talked to everyone in every state of the United States. People who saw it happen but really didn't. People who insist they did it but really didn't. People who don't remember and those who try to forget. And don't forget those who tell the truth, but then again those who lie. You'll run the files until your eyes ache. Paperwork. Oh, we all love paperwork. You'll fill out a report when you're right. You'll fill out a report when you're wrong. You'll fill out a report when you're not sure. And you'll fill out a report listing your leads. You'll fill out one when you have no leads. You'll fill out a report on all the reports you've made. That's true. You'll write enough words in your lifetime to stock a library. You'll learn to live with doubt, anxiety, and frustration. All the court decisions that tend to hinder rather than help you. You'll learn to live with district attorneys testifying in court, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges, juries, and witnesses. And don't forget the press. And sometimes you're not going to be happy with the outcome. But there's also this. At that time when Jack Webb wrote this, there were over 5,000 men in the city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that's got to be done. And he ends up by saying, I know it too, and I'm damn glad to be one of them. Bravo, Jack Webb. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.